demand authentic education. In this strange age of artificial intelligence, for $1 a day, you can host a team of 5 or more programmers in your own home. The number of your artificial intelligence programmers is only really limited by the number of your ideas. Great software ideas are already hard to begin with. Without the knowledge of programming, they are almost impossible. At the very least, this pristine and flawless dog and pony of high school must teach programming. Because in the age of thinking machines, inability to program is a real disability. Artificial intelligence exposes standardized education as a real cruelty that sentences otherwise brilliant minds to a lifetime of poverty. Whatever is coming will not end in more betrayals and more violations. That is not sustainable. The future will demand that every human being is capable of unique, exceptional abilities, brought on the only way that excellence can truly be reached. By years, maybe decades, of authentic and meaningful education. Teach the students that every class must end with new abilities, just like each programming class enables with new programming powers. Coercing students to pretend to learn by presenting fake GPA as the next gateway in life is a betrayal and a crime. And dismissing such letters with another, "What is he going on about?" is a clear admission of guilt, and perhaps madness. Fake education and impossible demands that contradict the promise of growing up and learning do not just destroy trust in schools and teachers. They drive the betrayal home. As parents demand good grades, something that is not possible unless the student pretends to learn. Students, it is rarely a good idea to blindly participate in a theater. You may just be defeating yourselves in a war you don't know you're fighting in. You are meant to grow all the way up until you each become a great being. Demand authentic education, or watch your future shrink to poverty and then to nothing at all. Do not pretend to learn. Stand up for meaningful knowledge and wisdom. Reject smallness, for in it you may just witness your future's end.